everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandcombos.com. How's everybody doing?
Great. I'm doing good.
I'm cool.
Good. Well, normally I do a little intro of what we're going to talk about, but I would just pass it on to Drea. She's leading. So take it home, Drea.
Oh, okay. You know, I would appreciate the little intro, but that's fine. So it is January, and as I'm sure you all know and celebrate all month long, it is National Hobby Month. So today we are just going to be talking about hobbies, what they look like in our life and what they look like now, and just all the great fun hobby related things. So I am someone who I think I put this on Instagram years ago, that I consider myself to be a serial hobby starter. Does anyone else fall into that category? Is it just me?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I didn't have the words for it, but that's a perfect word.
I think I can be, because I like to try new things. But I don't go into it thinking that it's going to be a forever commitment either.
No, I do. Every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not a serial hobby starter.
Yeah, every time I'm like, this is it. This is the thing that I've been waiting for. I'm going to be so into this. It's going to be the best thing ever. And then literally, like, I don't know, a month later, I'm completely over it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. In fact, I have a couple, we'll get into it, I'm sure, but I have a couple hobbies right now that I'm pretty sure I'm going to fall out of love with.
Okay, so first off, this is maybe even a better question for the non-serial hobby starters. Are hobbies even important?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely need to have like something that is, you know, that can get your mind, that's like a stress reliever. And it's just not as overly structured like work or anything like that. So something that makes you happy that you can kind of lose yourself in.
Yeah, you need fun and enjoyment and adventure. You need to try new things outside of the everyday life.
So what? Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I agree, because I think that it's more than just like, I think hobbies provide a way of learning too, because you can like decompress from like, watch a TV. I mean, you can learn from watching TV too if you watch the right things. But like, if you get invested in a particular thing, you can learn a lot of niche little things. You can find community through hobbies. Mm-hmm. So hobbies offer a lot of cool things as another way to decompress from just like relaxation and enjoying TV. So,
So as I was preparing for this episode, I was thinking about, you know, the multitude of hobbies I've started over the course of my life. And I was thinking, so what is a hobby? Because some things I thought of, I was like, well, would that be considered a hobby? Like, how would you define hobby? What does that mean?
I mean, just something that you, like, an activity that you do, like, I don't think it's once or twice. Like, you're consistently doing it and it brings about, like you have fun doing it. Like you, it's done like on your, you know, leisure time or something. But I think there has to be a repetitiveness to it. Like, it's not just, oh, this one time I play soccer and now soccer is a hobby. Like, no, you have to consistently have been doing it.
Okay. So pretty much anything can be a hobby if it's just something that you do recreationally, consistently.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you find a hobby? How have you all found hobbies to get into?
Well, I think there are various methods. Well, especially today in social media, you're like, oh, that looks fun, let me try. But I think as a kid, you like you saw TV. I think media was a big role for me. I'm like, oh, I never thought of doing that. Let me try that. And also the people around me and what they were doing. If it looked fun, I wanted to try it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, as a kid, it was just what was around me. And then as I grew, it was just things that I liked. Like if I liked something or I was curious about something, then I would explore it.
Okay. Well, perhaps it's because I'm a serial hobby starter. I've definitely put in a lot more effort into finding hobbies.
Oh, wow.
Mine require effort too. I'd be like looking stuff up on social media. I Google things sometimes. Sometimes if I'm in the store and I see, like, I tend to also go over in like a section of like puzzles or like model building or like things like that. And, you know, and also watching like Pawn Stars. And sometimes I'm like, maybe I should start like collecting some things. And then like, I'll go to like a pawn shop and I'll look and like, I've put more effort in too, but then it just be like for a day or two. Sometimes it expands to a month and then I'd be over it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think I've gone beyond that at different points in my life. I've like Googled hobbies. You said Google, but like Google, what are good starter hobbies or what are this or what's that? And like, been like, oh, maybe I can get into this or maybe I can get into that.
What is a starter hobby?
I mean, just like something that's easy to transition
for beginners.
Like, I'm gonna say sailing is gonna be my hobby. Like, I gotta buy a boat. You know what I mean? Or like, I don't even know how to get into that. Not something like that, but just something that doesn't require a lot of effort that you can get into. As we're talking about this, I'm literally thinking of so many hobbies that
my life. I'm so interested to hear these.
I'm interested too.
I've also gone on How About We? Have y'all heard of that?
No
idea what you're talking about.
So it's like a meetup thing. I guess they have a website as well as an app, but you can go on there and someone can propose something to do. How about we? And then you can look through and say, like someone might say, how about we start a book club? How about we, I don't know, hike 15 waterfalls over the course of the summer? How about we whatever? And you can, I mean, I was never really wanting to actually do the activities with the people, but I was
going to get ideas.
That I wanted to do.
That's really funny.
And also, Meetup.
Okay, yeah.
I was definitely on there looking for like different things that people got into, and I was like, oh yeah, I can get into that. I think different levels of isolation or boredom at different times in my life have really motivated me to put forth greater effort in some seasons to find a hobby than in others.
Huh.
Okay, so throughout our lives, well, maybe not for the non-serial hobby starters. Throughout my life, I know my hobbies have evolved. The things that I tried to be into as a kid, I'm probably not anymore. I'm just interested in different things. So let's talk about hobbies through the ages. How have you all's hobbies changed in the different phases of life? Like, let's talk about what kind of hobbies were you into when you were a kid? Like a kid, like preteen, 12 and under.
I used to be into all collective cards, like basketball cards.
Yep.
I think I had a few baseball cards, but I was more focused on basketball. And then that developed into Pokemon cards eventually. Yep. So cards and card collectible things, that was my jam. I never knew how to play the Pokemon game with the cards. I just collected them.
Yeah, so I was a Pokemon kid as well, and I collected cards. I had baseball cards, basketball cards. I had cards of cars.
Cards of cars?
Yeah.
I didn't even know those were things.
Yeah, like classic cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had those cards. I was dedicated. So I think that was in coinciding with the Pokemon. I actually did know how to play the Pokemon game.
What a nerd.
The cards. I totally own it. I was also a reader. I'm just sliding more into the nerd lane. I read so much that I pretty much outread my library that was by my house. And then I was a PlayStation kid. I played PlayStation quite a bit, and kind of slid into my teen years, but I played the mess out of my PlayStation. So, and I played, well, 12 and under, I don't think I started playing basketball then, but yeah.
Wow, that is not my testimony. All the cards I had was playing cards, learning how to play spades. You start out really at the top. The only thing I collected was books. I was a big book person, but that was also because, like, the book series were a big thing when we were kids. It was just like,
oh, hey. Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all was a Babysitter's Club. I was a Babysitter's
Club. I was.
Absolutely.
Yep. I was a Boxcar Kids. Children.
Boxcar Kids. Yep.
I liked Goosebumps.
Yeah, I couldn't get into Goosebumps.
Goosebumps was so good. The stories were really, really good. And then y'all know me. I love music and drama and plays. So and all the instruments. I had a recorder. I think everybody had a recorder, though. Did everybody have a recorder? Had a little harmonica. They had it at the book fair one time. I was so excited. I thought I was going to kill that harmonica. No, I didn't. I played violin. I switched from violin to viola just so I could say I knew, like, I wanted to learn another instrument. Then from there, that's after that. But then I went to band. Then I was in choir. And I was in choir in the church. Then I did community choir.
That's amazing.
But I really like music and reading. Here in Drago is gonna take a list.
Okay, so 12 and under. Well, my music list of 12 and under hobbies is very similar to Camille's. I play violin. I started playing trumpet at 12. I saw Camille's harmonica, or I thought Camille's, your mama had a harmonica too, didn't she?
Mm-hmm, she did.
I saw Camille's mama's harmonica, and I was like, oh, that's dope. So then I know mama just said, you need to go to a music store to buy a harmonica. I learned how to play When the Saints Go Marching In. I got it on harmonica. And y'all wondering.
Oh my God.
That was all the music I really remember being into. I was super into ASL, sign language. Like, I wanted to become
a
translator, but an interpreter. Like, I was like, I'm gonna be the best. I'm gonna know. Like, was super into that. Of course, I went through the phases where I was making all kinds of bracelets, keychains, bookmarks. Mm-hmm. I remember. Needlepoint. Camille, you did needlepoint too.
Needlepoint?
Girl, we used to make needlepoint. No, we used to make like Tweety Bird and like, girl.
Needlepoint.
No, for real. Like, they carried it to college. I made some money and they still used to give me needlepoint.
I remember that.
We bought some canvas in your arm, girl.
That's so good.
Yeah, I also dabbled in writing when I was 12 and under. I watched Harriet the Spy and I was obsessed. And so I started these journals where I would just like make observations about people. Y'all know the movie Harriet the Spy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is amazing.
I was into that for a while. This one is probably going to surprise you all. But I tried to get into stamp collecting.
Stamp collecting?
Real life. Stamp collecting.
What triggered that?
I don't remember what happened. It was, I remember being at this store. I don't know, or It was, oh, and I forgot. At one point, I was into building birdhouses. I was really young when I was doing that too.
Building birdhouses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it because of GT?
No, that wasn't GT. That was because
amazing.
This little market thing my daddy used to go to on Saturdays, and used to be this man out there selling birdhouses. And one time I was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm going to start doing that.
That is so...
It was a similar experience. I don't remember where we were. I don't know if we were in the mall or something. I don't know, but it was this man, and he was talking about his stamp collection. And I remember being like, you collect stamps? Like, what does that even mean? And then he was explaining how some of them are super rare and they can be worth a lot of money. And he pulled out this book, and it was like the meticulous act of like taking the stamp and putting it in the book and preserving it. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I want to do that. And I mean, I did that for like, I don't know, a week. You know, like, I was super into it. My mama bought me all this stuff to collect stamps. And then I was completely over it. That was one that it faded fast. But when the guy was talking, it just seemed so interesting. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this forever. Yeah, so that's all before the age of 12 or 12 and under.
Wow. Well, this conversation with you, I mean, it reminded me of a couple things that I also had. Like, I remember I tried to write a book one time when I was probably 10. I remember all of these things, and you telling us the things, and your mama going and buying all this stuff, even though it was so many times that you didn't do whatever it was that you was gonna do that you said you was gonna do. I just feel like it is so important to be supportive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm even just thinking about for my child, like, whatever it is that she wants to do, like, I want to be able to support her, even if she ends up becoming a serial hobbyist too. But it's just like, that's amazing that you were able to do all these things that cost all this money, and your mama's still just like, okay, now you want to collect stamps. Okay, let's go
buy stamps.
The thing is, like, my mama didn't be going. She'd be like,
I can't wait to see your mom again, because we gonna have a conversation. I'm gonna ask her about all this stuff.
But the thing is, like, but if I would ask my daddy, like, oh, daddy, can I have some money for, if it was something like educational, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if it was something that he was like, oh yeah, you can do that. Tell your mama to give you $20. So then I'm like, my daddy said she can give me $20 so then I can get this and that and whatever. So,
no, that's great.
More skeptical, but she was the one that ended up taking me to the music store, the stamp stuff and all that other stuff.
So what happened to all those stamps? Like, did they just not get used?
All of them. I didn't collect them for very long.
She said a week, girl. She probably had about five stamps.
She probably had five
stamps. I had like whatever the current stamps were that went out. I don't even think any new stamps came out before I was. Because honestly, that's like a hobby you see like over a year. They don't use stamps today. And I was a kid. I was bored. I was like, there's nothing to do today. No, I'm over it.
Oh, I forgot. I used to be obsessed with, and I still kind of am obsessed with, Lincoln Logs.
Oh,
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, you know, the little, like, they were like Legos.
Oh, like you could build like a, you could build like a log. Okay,
I would just keep building the same thing over and over again with so much joy. But I also was I was an only child, so I think my hobby was also just playing by myself, so. And I love Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to the teenage years. What is were there any different hobbies?
I can't remember hobbies.
I pretty much like lost most of my hobbies as a kid, and I still somewhat read, but I wasn't as passionate about reading. I shifted to sports. So I played like volleyball, I ran track, I played a little bit of soccer, a little bit of tennis, but basketball is really what stuck. So I did basketball. I danced for my church. I collected coins. So like, I have this thing where it's like all 50 states, the quarters from the 50 states.
I
have that, and I have all these random like currency and stuff, because my dad worked at a bank at a vault, so he would get stuff and then I would like get copies of that. And then I picked up the clarinet. That was very temporary. but and I tried to learn like the piano, but it didn't work as well. But yeah, I think those were like the staple ones. And I think I got into like drawing and painting for a little bit too, but it was mostly like basketball. I was like obsessed with basketball in my teen years.
I played clarinet too, but I kind of stuck with it for a few years. Yeah, I learned how to twirl the baton and became a majorette. I did start running. I started running when I was a teenager. I really enjoyed it, and I still do that. I also tried to learn piano. I bought a keyboard, and I started writing songs. Y'all couldn't tell. I started writing and recording songs.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Like on the tape player.
Oh, wow.
You could tell me nothing. And I started writing poems. I didn't get to the stories. I didn't do the stories because we had to write essays in school. But yeah, I think that's it.
Well, yeah, I don't remember too many as a teen. I was playing basketball. But there was a spell. I don't think y'all would be surprised, but it's like real nerdy. So I used to read a lot too as a kid, but as a teen, I started getting into like these like I was in like AP government class, and I remember it was this boy in this class that used to piss me off all the time. Like, we used to be debating back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, and he went to college with my brother, and it's funny because he was like, oh, I didn't even know that was your sister. I used to piss your sister off all the time. I'm like, and my brother told me, and I was like, he sure did. He got on my damn nerves. So I remember reading on, because this nigga thought he was a white boy, but he thought he was so smart. So I remember reading on political philosophies, and I started reading up on the presidents and the history of America. Also, I could go to class and debate this boy every single time. I actually did like fall in love with it. Like I started reading like presidential memoirs. Those are actually interesting. I might actually like start doing that again as an adult. But yeah, I used to do that all so that I could debate this boy about these presidential policies and all this other stuff, because he's pissed me off. Yeah. That's the only thing that I can actually remember that was sustained. And that was over the course of at least 2 years of me like really diving in.
Wow.
Okay.
So I think my hobby slowed down in my teen years.
No more.
No way. The intro was so
right. I think I went down from 50 to about.
You start bird watching. I can't believe you did bird watch.
No, there was this bird that was thought to be extinct, but then it was found in like Arkansas or something, and that happened when I was maybe 12 or 13, and I was like, bird watching is probably really cool.
You think the most boring hobbies, bro.
I never got into it though. It was just an idea, but it never like
came to fruition. My stomach hurts so bad.
I know, right? That's amazing, bro.
But the teen years were filled mostly with softball. Like, mm-hmm. I played softball so much. Like in 1 year, by the end of my teens, in 1 year I would play on the high school team, the varsity high school team. Then when that was over, I'd play in a regular summer league. Then when that was over, I'd play in the all-star summer league. Mm-hmm. And then I also played on a traveling softball team that traveled to like different tournaments throughout the summer. And I was also in fast pitch. I was a pitcher, so I was in fast pitch academy. So, like, again, my mama, the real MVP, would have to drive me to Maumelle, which, I don't know, it's outside of Little Rock, so maybe like an hour from Pine Bluffs, so that I could take, like, pitching lessons at the Arkansas Fast Pitch Academy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Like, she was like, good, too, y'all.
I was super into softball. Like, that was my thing. But I still make time for some other hobbies. In the beginning of my teen years, I was really into rollerblading.
Okay. That makes sense. That's, you know, that's normal.
I tried that. It didn't work out. No rollerblades. Yeah. Still in my house.
Not surprised.
I can't.
I like rollerblading too, though.
I couldn't get into it. It scared me.
I would say my second biggest hobby in my teens was band. Like, I started playing trumpet when I was 12, but throughout my teens, like, I was a full-blown, like, band head. I also learned how to twirl the baton. I was not a majorette, but I was like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. And so, again, my mama took me to the store, and we got a baton, and I was like, real out like trolls. That might have been all in my teen years.
You did choir.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that too. I did choir in my teen years. I was in acapella choir in high school. And also in my teen years, I kind of got into acting, I guess you could say.
She did.
Who are you? Like, what?
Anyway, so I think that's it for my teen years. Moving on, did you have any college hobbies?
I did. I had college hobbies. I played intramural basketball. I started picking.
You did?
I did. Y'all don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, I actually tried out for TSU's basketball team and got a call back, but I was like, I can't rock with this. I was like, I don't love basketball enough. So I ended up playing intramural basketball for a bit. I don't know where I was for y'all not to know that, but okay. I started writing more and like having a love for music more in college. I blogged in college. Mm-hmm. I had a blog for a while. What else? I started that. I think college is when I maybe senior year when I started collecting knives. Maybe that's adulthood.
Oh yeah, I remember them knives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
I think that was about senior year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, knife collector. I knit. Remember that one scarf that I was knitting like pretty much all of college. Y'all remember me knitting?
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Maybe that was high school then. Maybe that was high school. And freshman year, I dropped it. The Rubik's Cube. Once she taught us, Whitney taught us that. I currently own like 5 Rubik's Cube now. So that's still a thing. And then guitar playing. Remember when we all bought guitars?
I remember when y'all all bought guitars. I did not buy no guitar.
Oh, yeah, the 3 of us. But yeah, guitar playing. And I was like, really like, yeah, I'm going to learn. And I kept up with it for a minute. And then after college, just guitar was just sitting in my house. So, but yeah, those are my hobbies.
I did a play in college. Y'all remember that? Orna's Play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Did a play.
I wasn't there, but I remember y'all talking about it. Yeah, I think that was before my time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of memories there.
Mm-hmm. I was a showstopper, so I continued with my extra life. I also play guitar. I still have my guitar. I was writing songs and everything. Did a little talent shows, a little spoken words.
NBRE out here performing at Bible study and everything.
Oh, man, that was crazy. Yeah, I did. What else did I do? Oh, I still ran. Oh, I did marathons. I ran marathons in college.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I had no hobbies for like college. Not that I can remember. We played spades.
We did.
I played spades and I drank. That's really all that I can remember from college. Like I literally struggled listening to y'all talk, and I cannot think of one thing.
Community service.
I was about to say you volunteered.
Oh, I volunteer. I mean, is that a hot? I mean, I only did it. I only did it so I didn't get fined. That's the only reason I wouldn't do it out the goodness of my heart because I actually wouldn't do it. I mean, that's bad. It was community service. Like, I should have did it. But, like, no, it was a requirement.
They care about them people.
I mean, no.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think I had space at Drake. That's good.
That's real.
Okay. In college, I also played guitar in college and post-college acoustic guitar. Honestly, I think this is a hobby I've kind of picked up and dropped over the course of my life in general, is journaling.
Oh, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There, I go through these seasons where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to journal. Because I remember in college, I got into journaling and I was like, oh, we should all keep a journal and like compile it and make a book and like write our story. And it'd be like.
Remember we had that travel?
Yeah.
I have that. Me?
You have it?
I was about to say, what happened?
Oh, we should look at that. See what that's like.
I mean, it didn't cycle that long, but there's some stuff in there because I found the other day and I was like, ooh, okay.
So yeah, I still have it. The traveling journal was a journal that, cause you should explain it, Kika.
Okay, so it was a journal that amongst 7 of us? Because at the time, it was actually, so I think it was when we graduated, and we were all across the country in different locations. So in an effort to kind of keep up with each other and still keep our relationship, we decided to do this journal that we would mail to each other across the country. So you would have to write in it and then mail it within like a week or something like that. And the next person would read. And we just kept trying to do it to update it. It died. It lasted for about, I think it stopped at Drea.
That's all right. That sounds
all right. Drea, and she, I don't know what you were like. I don't know what it was, but it stopped at Drea. Then somehow I physically got it back from Drea. It died for a little bit. Then we tried to resurface it, and then it just died out. But that's what the traveling journal was.
Okay. Yeah. So did I say any other?
No. Yeah. You watch TV.
She sure did.
I've been my whole life. I don't, is that a hobby?
Yes. Oh, you have made it. Started, oh, she's made it to a hobby.
Oh, that started. That would have been in the first section.
At 3 years old.
Absolutely. TV has been my friend. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I had any. So, post-college adulthood, do you all have any hobbies that you have now or that you've been into recently?
I think I slightly, if I had any period of life where I was a serial hobbyist, it would probably be post-college because I started longboarding. I ain't touched my longboard in so long. I kept playing basketball, but I ain't played basketball in so long. I've started reading. I picked back up with reading. I did coloring for a while, those little adult coloring books. Bike riding, that's been a fateful one. I have been more consistent in writing and journaling and reading and stuff. Thrifting, refurbishing furniture, Drea, that was our thing for a little bit. Music and going as far as even going to like concerts and stuff and Rubik's Cube is still a thing. I still collect knives, and now I've had to slow down because I almost got arrested. And what else? Cooking. Cooking is something of recent that I've been really getting into. So, yeah. Oh, and podcasting.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, this has been the period that hobbies have, yes, blessed me. Hello. But I also feel like because generally speaking, this has been the period that has been the most stressful in my life. So it kind of makes the most sense for me to have the most outlets. So I started on this hiking thing. Like when I was in law school, I was trying to go on a hike like every weekend, like Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, every weekend, I was trying to go on a hike until it got cold. Cause I was in, DC. And DC, the Virginia, Maryland area, there are beautiful hiking trails. So I hiked for a long time. When I moved to Georgia, I tried to do it as well. Like I even went as far as to Google, like, okay, like around the state, where are the top hiking trails? And I've been to two of them, and then I got pregnant, and so then, you know.
That stopped.
Yeah. But you know, I want to do that again. I want to pick that back up because I there's no reason why I stopped other than being pregnant. But I actually love hiking trails. I also started making candles and am selling those now. So that was fun. So I think that kind of like transitioned it away from a hobby to more like professionally. But like,
where do you sell your candles at?
Oh, you know, gillescandles.com. You know what I'm saying? You go on there, cop you some, you know what I'm saying? It's up there.
Where? Right.
Gillescandles. I said, what?
You're like, yeah, go real copy shop. Yeah, like go girl, copy what?
On guiltlesscandles.com. Yes. So I've been doing that. That's been probably almost not quite a year, but almost. So yeah, that's been a pretty consistent, that's probably not going nowhere. I've also started with guns. So I've gotten into guns. I've been shooting guns. That just started honestly a couple months ago, but I've been to a gun range like I don't know, maybe 10 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Only twice with my own gun, because okay, so I bought a gun too. I only have one so far, but you know that it's gonna ramp up. I really like them. Like it's just I don't even know what it is about it, but it's
badass.
Man, yeah, it's just like it's a lot of fun.
I agree.
So I started into that. It was something else I was gonna say. I done forgot. Oh, podcasting has been a thing. You know, we're on right now. Reading. I've been reading a lot. I've always read, but like I've been reading a lot more intentionally. And have tried to be intentional about it because I read a lot for my job and I kind of hated it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to like be doing something for your job and then you go home to try to do it for leisure. But like, I actually really do enjoy reading for leisure. So I've gotten back into it and like, I really do actually like reading for leisure. And cooking has also become a thing for me too since the pandemic. Like yeah. I really enjoy planning out the meals on, I think I do it on Saturday and then plan out the meals for the week, go to the grocery store, buy the things that I'm going to eat for the entire week. And it is such an accomplishment to me when by the time I start meal planning again, my refrigerator is empty. It is such an accomplishment that it's I bought what I needed and I use what I needed. And that is it. There's no like waste or like it is so, so fulfilling. Joyful, so fulfilling. It's been great. So
it's
yeah,
the little things.
So yeah, those have been my things.
Yeah, I got me over here thinking. I was like, what I do? I still ran. The pandemic has slowed me down, so I haven't ran as much. I did a half marathon after college. And I think I did a 5K. I trained for another full marathon, but then that didn't happen. I got more into yoga. That's one thing. Cookie, that's one thing you did too.
Yep, I do yoga now too. Yep.
I still pull out my guitar every now and then. One or two times.
But you still have your guitar?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, she said that earlier.
Yeah, I thought we all collectively sold ours. Okay.
She's sitting right here over in the corner.
What's your guitar's name again?
Spirit.
Spirit.
That's right.
You got rid of Oscar. Abandoned him.
I did abandon him. I put him in a better home.
Oh, we travel more. Travel has become a hobby.
That's true.
I became a foodie as an adult. Man, you have to make a little money, boy. It's different than college, boy. Yeah, because college, you know, Taco Bell, putting in on pizza, whatever's in the calf, KFC, you know, you ain't had that many options. So I became a foodie. But yeah, that's all the hobbies I could think of as an adult.
Cookie, you forgot a hobby. You became a gamer, remember? About that PS4, you were playing avidly for 2 hours.
That was a pregnancy purchase.
We're gonna go to that house. I'm like, oh yeah, guys. I now I'm breeding chickens.
I was playing it 2 days ago. But I'm not good. I'm not good. I died real quick.
You gotta practice to get better, though.
And then I got over it because I kept dying. So then I'm not even gonna play no more. So
that purchase blessed me. I was like, girl, you're never playing that, but okay.
That was a pregnancy purchase. Mm-hmm.
So also in adulthood, I got into knitting. Post-college, I too started a scarf that I've yet to finish. I still have it though. When I packed and moved to this house, I was like, oh, I'm keeping this scarf. I'm gonna finish this. You had it literally the very first project I ever started, still working on it.
That's great.
I got into watercoloring in adulthood. I haven't done it in a while, so I'm pretty much gonna say that hobby's fallen off. I was into doodling at one point. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't know. I've always
like deeper than on the side of notepads.
Absolutely. Like, I have like a notebook, and like I would be on Pinterest looking for things to recreate.
That's fascinating.
Wow.
Okay. That's fascinating. Like,
I should show you. Some of them are actually really good.
Wow.
Vlogging.
Yeah, you got that gimbal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm still into that. We just haven't gone anywhere.
So.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting happening. And with that came video editing. I really love editing videos and like creating that content. I don't like the pressure of like putting it out and other people seeing it, but I enjoy the process of making it and like having the videos for myself on my computer
to watch. That's hilarious.
I have recently gotten into puzzles, regular puzzles, like 1,000-piece puzzles. And even more recently, I've gotten into these 3D puzzles that are like wooden model trucks and vans and stuff. I don't know how long that hobby is going to last because I enjoy the process of putting it together. But then once I'm done, like, I don't want it. I'm not going to have these model cars all over my house. That's not cute. So, I think those are all the hobbies. I tried to start a hobby, but then I got scared out of it. So I'm going to use this to segue into the list of hobbies that I have in my mind that I still want to do, but I haven't done yet.
Okay.
So the first one was lock picking.
Oh, Lord. Wait,
what?
I don't think you should say that. Is that legal?
See, that's why I said I got scared out of doing it. I don't understand. Oh, that's another hobby I wanted to do, but I got scared out of. Card reading. Like,
Card counting. No, she's talking about card counting.
Oh, Dre, I think you would actually be really good at it, but I think it would unlock something that probably it shouldn't unlock.
I think I got enough self-control to not go crazy, but I just don't want to get, like, beat up or nothing.
Well, you can learn how to do it, just don't go do it for money. Then you won't get beat up.
No, what am I doing? So other proposed hobbies, I'll run through this list that I have not gotten into. Pole dancing, role play games, like what? Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I've talked to y'all about this before. Like,
I can actually see you getting into
games,
that.
But I don't
So I feel like that would last long though, but I feel like she would do it for a spell.
Yeah, I agree.
Metal detecting.
What? Wait, what did you say?
Metal detecting.
Like on beaches?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you. It's just great.
Like really cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and they also spend hours and find nothing.
Yeah, like, yeah. How long does it take for them to find that stuff, though?
I mean, I bet their step count high, though.
You are not going to be motivated by a step count to be sitting out on the beach all day and come home, find nothing, and then get back out there to do it again and find nothing, and then get back out there and do it again and find, oh, I found a quarter. Like,
I don't live by no beach, so. But look, don't shoot down my dreams. These are just proposed hobbies, okay?
Okay, girl.
Another one that I actually... This is another one that I kind of tried to get into, but then I kind of got scared off of it. Was pen pal, but I wanted a pen pal. So I looked at the different avenues of getting pen pals. I actually like signed up for a pen pal website. Another website that I have, I'm going to go ahead and say, I feel like, don't take this the wrong way, but I've also looked into becoming a pen pal with like prisoners.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're gonna pick out random other people.
Because like there are websites you can go to find inmates, and I like been through there, looked at profiles, but I was just like, one, I think y'all gonna be trying to get me to marry you, and
absolutely,
for sure.
But there are some that are like, you can put what you're looking in, and some people say they're looking for romantic interest or whatever. But also, it was like they don't have access to the internet, so you have to like email somebody, and then they like print off the letter and send it to them in the mail or something. And then that's too much work, so then I got off of that. Oh, and this other hobby that I kind of talked to Cookie about this was trying to solve unsolved murders.
Oh yeah. We did talk about that.
There's like a whole community of people that legitimately do this. Like, they look at all the evidence that has been made public, all of the records. They even go and like talk to people. They get on these forums and talk about the different things that they found. They come up with theories of who they think like real life murders.
Yeah, some people go to the extent of like even file FOIA requests for whoever did the investigation, the police off, like whoever did the investigation, they'll file FOIA requests. If they may get it, they may not. A lot of times they don't. But it's serious. There are tons of forums about this, and these people are like deeply dedicated.
Wow.
And I even like found like the murder I wanted to start with.
I remember. Yeah.
I'm still not opposed to starting that. I'm just not doing it right now. But yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I don't know. Amazing. I love hobbies. They bring me so much joy until they don't, and then I quit them.
And I don't think there's permanence to hobbies, so I think you're in a safe place. I want to run a 5K, and then I want to pick up rock climbing.
Oh.
Like real rock climbing?
No, like we go into somebody's indoor situation.
Oh, the wall.
Yeah. No, I ain't that, nah. But I went with a coworker end of last year, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to do this. So I've been looking into like subscriptions and all that stuff.
Okay. That reminds me, I decided I was going to climb Everest a couple years ago.
Okay. Okay, so I agree with Cookie. Your mama is, she a G, because you keep going, and with that Everest, I was like, okay, nah, I'm done. No, enough is enough. Stop this.
The crazy thing is, I watched that movie about Everest where all the people died. And
I was about to say, don't people die on doing that?
Yeah.
Extremely dangerous. But I watched the movie where all the people died, and then I was like, oh, I want to climb Everest.
Okay.
You watch a movie about all these people dying, and you like, I want to do it.
Yeah. It inspired her to want to do it.
Yeah, because it's like the people who do it, you are a part of like a very finite number of people who are considered to be extremely elite to have done that.
That's a, I don't know about that hobby, sis. But all the other ones, I support you. That one.
I gave up on that one. You weren't listening. I gave up on that one already.
Oh, okay.
That was one of her old hobbies.
Gotcha, gotcha. I stand. That's a good decision.
I really want to start vlogging. But I think I'll like the vlogging process. Well, I really want someone to follow me around so they can vlog. But I really want to vlog. But I want to have somebody edit the videos. I just want to have videos about me, basically. And not just about me, but about my life and talking to people.
So about you.
Oh, it's so vain.
But I really want to have vlogs.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to pick up roller skating.
Oh, me too.
I may still actually do that. Yeah.
Last summer, I said I'm gonna buy some roller blades.
Yeah, I would be willing to get into that. And we kickboxing.
Mm. Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to do a triathlon, but I gotta learn how to.
Swim. Oh, you did. Yeah, we were like, can you swim?
Yeah, you can't go from 0 to 100.
Oh, I want to swim 16 miles, but I gotta learn first. Hey, Camille, I support it. You can do it.
I don't know if I have any. I know I want to get into shooting rifles. I've not done that yet. So I want to do that. And I want to get me a couple. Well, I say one. I started one. I can get one. I think I'm gonna start getting into knives. I bought a pocket knife.
Yes. Cool. I bought a pocket knife,
and when I started playing with it, like it man, something about weapons just do it.
We can talk about that offline.
It just feel good. That's about it though. I can't think of anything else that I'm like just into or want to get into.
This is expounding the gift options so much. I'm excited.
But yeah. Oh, I do want to start. Like, I feel we've been camping a couple times. I want to, I want to do that regularly.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I learned a lot about you all.
Yeah, I agree. I learned some things as well. I wouldn't say a lot. I think most of it I knew already.
I learned about you then. Let me be more specific. I learned a lot about you. Because you tripped me out with some of these stamp collecting. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was excited. Anywho, so I'm sure that the listeners have learned so much about us. But yeah, do y'all have any more closing thoughts? No, that's it. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Feel free to reach out and tell us what your hobbies are or have been, or make some hobby suggestions. Clearly, we're open to trying things. Well, I am, you know. So throw us some suggestions. Until next time, please send me suggestions. You can just get directly to my DMs on Instagram. You don't have to go through. Okay, that's all we got. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.